Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so the Office of Cannabis Management on Monday approved a couple places, Rise and Green Goods, as the state's only licensed medical cannabis providers to sell recreational cannabis products at their sites across the Twin Cities around the state. That is a graph from a Star Tribune story. Plenty more is coming. Green Goods, as I mentioned last segment, just two blocks from here. And a number of other locations in Rise having a big event today. I've talked about this many, many times for decades here and on the Fan. I believe that recreational marijuana should be legal. I'm libertarian in this. I want people to have the opportunity. I believe that marijuana is safer for you than alcohol. I think the reprehensible behavior and reckless behavior with marijuana compared to alcohol is not close. I get that a major sticking point, and it's a very, very valid one. And I'm still floored by it with the amount of scientists who know the staggering amount of money which they could make if Dave's high, and Dave's never smoked cigarettes or pot in his life. So this is a deep hypothetical. Where they can test you if you're high while you're driving. Not that you had pot 4 or 5 days ago. So not that it's just in your system, but you're high right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty stunning that we don't have that, obviously, a la what we have with DUIs. But the idea that nobody's driving high right now, and this is going to expand that in a significant or enormous way, I don't buy. I still believe that those folks, examples of people like you, who've never had any interest at all, I don't believe that people in your category say, hey, now it's legal. I could have found a way to find it and smoke dozens and dozens of times before, but now just the legality, I'm going to smoke. Are there people who smoked before, don't now, because maybe they can't find it as easily as they could have before, and now can say, hey, I can go to that place which is two blocks from work or on the way home. Maybe some of those folks. And I don't think in any way this is going to solve significant budget issues. It's not going to hurt, but it's not going to, you know, this isn't like how we're going to build back our enormous surplus. I'm allowing adults to make adult decisions. I think the texts and the calls we get here, stoners and unproductive, is so lazy and ill-informed. I mean, Al Malmberg, when he talked about that, when he still was here, utterly clueless. You know, some of the people who smoke, your next-door neighbors, your doctor, your lawyer, your accountant, your kids, your friends. And there are many of those folks who don't smoke. And are there some of those folks who have smoked and it didn't help them? Sure. Gateway drug, get out of here. You're stretching credulity on gateway drug. I just believe this should be allowed. We make decisions. We don't ban everything that either right away or long term is bad for you. Some things we do and we should. I just personally don't think this is one. 651-461-9226. So, Dave, percentage-wise, in our state, for adults, again, not legal for kids, for adults, tell me the percentage of pot smokers who now are going to start smoking and weren't until this week.
88%.
It's a jump.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
It's a bigger jump than I expected.
Big jump, yeah. No, it will be a small percentage. I guess the worry is people that either haven't smoked for a long time or that they say, hey, let's try this out, maybe don't realize what they're getting into with, you know, the potency of the product. But is that going to be a widespread issue? No, I can't imagine it will be.
I think minuscule. And will we have an accident or two with frightening consequences? Yes. Have we had those examples out there forever already? Yes. And I would like to punish those who drive. I'd like to punish them before. But I still think those are so far the outliers, I'm not going to stop it. Mike's going to be first up. Plenty of texts coming in. What are your thoughts on this? Because it's taken 27 years since the Democrats snuck it in, and they did. There's just no denying it. Zach Stevenson, on one of the hours where Adam and I were together, we had him on. He's now the leader for the Democrats in the House, and he denied it, but come on. It was pretty clear. This had been debated a lot, and how it passed was very contrary to how other major pieces of legislation have passed. What are your thoughts? You're happy about this? You're concerned about it? You may not participate at all, but you think it should be legal? You are very concerned about it. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I want to talk about believing in your own health. You can go everywhere and see the importance of sleep and food and water and moving your body and also stretching, because you see people who are healthy in their 20s, 30s, or 70s, 80s, and 90s, and most of them are flexible. It's just out there. It gives you such a better chance to lead a healthy life. It's not the only thing, but it's a big part. So if you can go to a place like StretchLab.com, where they just have great trained professionals who don't just walk in. They have months and months and months of training. And you can go to a dozen plus locations in the metro area. Why wouldn't you? You could be a 16-year-old who's playing soccer right now. You could be a 70-year-old who doesn't believe in exercise anymore and you sit in your butt too much. They'll help you. You could be a golfer. Anybody is available. Start with that 50-minute session. You're going to feel better. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. There we go. All right, let's go to Mike, and let's get to other folks reacting to recreational marijuana now available. Mike, you're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Very kind.
Was a couple things I want to touch on with you guys. I love your point that you made about the comparison with driving intoxicated by alcohol and the comparison with driving while high. As a parent of three young kids, you know, driving down the highway and you smell that smell of skunk, right, that's in the air, it's just something that I don't want to have to explain to my kids. You know, if you can get the same effect with an edible that you can by smoking the flower, and the edible is already legal in Minnesota, I don't see a reason to why to expand it. You know, I'm a tobacco chewer myself. I don't smoke cigarettes because, you know, I'm going after that, you know, that nicotine, right? If you're going after the high, just do the edibles. That's all I got for you.
Okay, just say, hang on for a second. So there was a point in my life where I smoked a decent amount. I rarely smoke now. I mean, maybe I've smoked twice this year, maybe once. For me, when I've tried the edibles, it's nothing, and then wham, it's just this huge high. And what I used to like when I smoked pot more often was I could control my high better. You know, but I get it on the smell. There are a lot of people who are just massively bothered by the smell, and that is a side issue. I just don't think it's going to be as commonplace as many people think. I really don't.
Do you, I don't know this to be a fact, with like the oils or the vapors that are doing, does that have the same smell as the actual smoking the flower as well? Is that a different way that you could still control the high?
That's a different way. I don't know as much about that. That personally, I'm hesitant on that. But yeah, it's not as, the smell is not as pronounced. Call again, Mike. Thanks so much for reaching out. Among a number of texts, as a former pot smoker, I would tell you this. It's sure not going to help the kids in school when it's readily available with their test scores. I think Russia and China, I don't think Russia and China have legalized pot. They will be so far ahead of us academically soon, we will never catch up. This isn't legal for kids. And I don't believe all of a sudden, because it's available in stores, that young kids or high school kids will now have it when they couldn't before. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. And again, I was in high school a couple years ago. Anybody I was in high school, if they wanted to get pot, they could. When I talked to my kids who were just in high school the last decade and asked them about marijuana, they all said, if you wanted it available to you, you could find it. And we have test score issues. I just don't think this is one of them. Chad, I'm 50-50 in the subject. Spent a lot of time in Colorado. Servers are always stoned and can't get an order correct. At one point, I delivered food to the correct table. As the food runner was in space, we'll be abused. But, hey, we get tax money right. No, we're not doing it just for the tax money because we're not getting it. And I don't believe all the places the servers were always stoned. I'm not trying to say this person isn't telling the truth. But the idea that all of a sudden now in society, everywhere we go, there's just going to be people so high.
It'll be haze following everyone.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that. As a former pot smoker, I will tell you this. It's sure not going to help. No, I'm sorry about that. There was another one. From pothead here, went through treatment in 1987. Sober from all the drugs and alcohol since. Another marijuana is not harmless. Sorry, I don't understand why it is legal. Non-smoker here, speaking purely about recreational use. Let's go to 50, okay? I have nothing against marijuana users. Mostly I'm not sure I'll legalize another product that impairs cognition is a net gain for society. You can use it in moderation on your own and be safe, just like alcohol.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.